There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's start with the news. The UAE is quickly emerging as a top destination for international students. New survey. This is from International Academic City and BMI Media. The Emirates has outranked countries like, surprisingly actually, Singapore, Switzerland and China. It also finds that the UAE is similar in popularity to Sweden, the Netherlands and New Zealand when it comes to attracting students from abroad. Now, earlier, Mohamed Suleiman from the ARN News Centre spoke with Rupert Merrick, who is the Director of Marketing at BMI, one of the folks behind it. And he told Mohamed what it is about the Emirates that makes it so attractive to students from abroad.
I think that the UAE, first of all, is an exciting destination. I think the brand about the UAE and Dubai is known around the world. So I think that destination is exciting people. And now what you're finding is with DIAC and universities here locally, they're starting to express more about the opportunities. So universities, students are starting to discover what they can do here. Being a global hub, I talked in my presentation about entrepreneurs. So that type of spirit is attracting a certain profile of student. And I think the ease of visas is also helping. And obviously students perceive the obviously ongoing opportunities to be part of something exciting, which is Dubai.
All right, so Dubai is popular with international students. The report also highlighted areas that the UAE needs to work on in order to improve its status as a global hub for higher education. Now, Mohamed also spoke with Samir Zaveri, who is the president, he's the CEO of BMI Media, who are partly behind the report. And Samir explained to Mohamed which areas need to be ironed out in the country's education system.
The UAE is already on the map in terms of student market. So I think that the universities will find it, you know, they have the right climate, they have the right quality of education, they have world-class institutions that have branch campuses here, and I think there's a great opportunity for the UAE to attract a lot of international students. They need to go out and promote not only their institutions, but also the destination. You know, many countries, maybe local countries like India and surrounding countries where these local universities have been marketing regularly, are aware that there is Dubai International Academic City and there are all these branch campuses that they can study. But I think students in Brazil or in maybe South Africa or in Colombia are not aware that University of Birmingham has a campus here or Curtin University has a campus here. They will only become aware when they go out there and let people know that.
That is Samir Zaveri. He's the president. He's also the CEO of BMI Media, who have produced a new survey with Dubai International Academic City. The UAE's similar in popularity to Sweden, Netherlands and New Zealand when it comes to attracting international students. We are effectively one of the top destinations for international students.
Interesting to see the countries that have outranked as well. Singapore, Switzerland, China, places that have got a history of being quite popular with international students. So obviously we're doing something right in the region.
Yeah, quite right. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about ethical hacking.
It almost sounds like something that can't be in the same sentence, doesn't it?
I kind of like it.
Yes, you do like anything that's a bit different. Well, Dubai must invest heavily in training people to manage cyber risks to achieve its goal of becoming the world's smartest city without falling prey to online criminals. We spoke a lot about this at JITEX. Jamie Woodruff is one of the world's leading ethical hackers and was speaking at a risk management conference in Dubai. And he told ARN that technological security, such as antivirus software, secure encryption, are only as good as the people who use them. He also warned companies and governments that using old computer operating systems, particularly Microsoft XP, leaves them open to attacks.
You can spend millions of pounds, okay, or thousands and thousands of dollars on infrastructure. You can buy the latest firewalls, you know, the latest tech in that side. But the weakest link is always going to be the human element. You know, it's always going to be that angle. So what I recommend is you put a pot of, or a budget aside, you know, to understand and assess that risk, to make sure that your employees, you know, are trained, to make sure their welfare is taken care of. We in the workplace and workspace, but to understand the risks from working remotely as well. So when people are meeting in coffee shops or meeting in hotels at events and conferences, you know, they're using VPN technology. They're able to secure themselves, you know, remotely. So that's the important element.
And that was Jamie Redruff. He is one of the world's leading ethical hackers. He's offering advice on how we can keep ourselves safe, particularly in public places, using new technology. It sounded like he was from my neck of the woods, Jamie.
He did. He sounded exactly like an ethical hacker should sound, to be fair. I don't know. I kind of, if you'd said, oh, here's an ethical hacker, and you put him and somebody else, I'd be like, oh, it's him. I don't know why. I sort of believe
that
he was...
What does an ethical hacker sound like?
Well, it sounded like he was telling you the truth, because he makes a really good point there. You can have all of the protection, the encryption, the antivirus software, till it's coming out of your head or somewhere else. And it is all about the people that use it, or, you know, patching when you need to patch, keeping up to date, because... otherwise,
I'm constantly patching, Tim.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible.
Or patching all the time.
I turn around and I'm like, NLT, what? Oh, she's patching again.
Yeah.
I thought of a joke about you last night. Do you know how, Michelle, you, said, I want more dad jokes on this program? And I thought, well, no, that's not.
Yeah, that was me. I wanted a sweeper maid.
You wanted
jingles. I wanted it to be official,
Yeah, so you wanted dad jokes. For some reason, you accused me of dad jokes, but I thought of this. So I went to pick up my son last night. He's playing football. They got hammered last night, by the way.
Oh,
it was a bit of a shame. But, you know, losing is good. It's a lesson, isn't it?
Character building.
Character building, exactly. So I'm watching them. And I thought, I thought of a joke, this is so funny. And it actually isn't now. But I'll tell it anyway, and you can make up your own mind. You can judge. All right, so you like your sport, don't you, NLT?
I do like sport.
You like a bit of football?
I do like football.
In football, when does NLT get the most excited?
When there's a penalty.
Yes! How fun is that? It's quite amusing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
In its way.
Michelle, so, what? Michelle, are you laughing at
that? I'm regretting the sweeper suggestion.
Yeah. If you're wondering what a sweeper is, none of us know either. It's radio
it's a
jargon
sound
for
thingy.
Something. It's a thingy
makes
that makes
us sound fancy.
Something.
It's like
that.
It's an audio version of someone holding a sign saying, "Look here." It's sort of saying, "Listen to this now."
Yeah, and we get like fancy people with fancy voices to do it.
Did you like my dad joke? No, you didn't like it.
I liked your dad joke.
Thanks very much. All right, then let's talk about some more news.
I'm surprised I got it.
In the news on the ARN News Centre app.
I'm not surprised, to be fair, that you got it, because you're ahead of the game. There's a compliment for you. More than 2,300 speeding violations recorded in the first 2 days after the new limits on the E311 and the E611, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road and the Emirates Road. According to Dubai Police, 1,400 of these, just over that, came on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road with Emirates Road. About 900 they got. On Sunday, the speed limit dropped from 120 to 110. But get that, 2,300 violations.
You can't say we didn't warn people, can you?
I know, we used your dad as context and everything.
Okay, well, elsewhere, authorities in Dubai are tightening the ban on smoking electronic cigarettes in shopping centres. Dubai Municipality is encouraging security personnel at malls to be stricter in enforcing the law, which also applies to entrances.
Four people arrested for a scam. They tried to cash a check of $24 million. That's
wow.
Not surprising they were arrested. It's about 88 million dirhams. Abu Dhabi police were alerted after the gang tried to open a bank account to deposit the check. It had been forged with the name of a UAE hospital. So, good afternoon, sir. I'd like to open an account. Oh, what kind of deposit would... No, it's not going to happen.
88 million, please.
88 million, quite right.
Well, elsewhere, World Health Organization has led tributes to Dr. Mahmoud Fikri, who was the former advisor to the UAE's Minister of Health. Fikri, who also served as a WHO Regional Director for the Eastern Mediterranean, died on Tuesday, and that was while he was on his way to a global health summit in South America.
All right, final story just for the moment. Palestinian students scooped 550,000 dirhams. He just won the Arab Reading Challenge. Atif Raed was chosen ahead of 7.4 million other students from 25 countries. He won the competition finals, which were on at Dubai Opera. That's some of the news today. In a few moments, Nick Rago will be here. And as ever, Nick will be assessing quite why, when it comes to smartphones, that size matters.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.